working 9 to 5. And we're playing that because Marnie Schur, who is now the Chicago-based food writer featured in the Block Club Chicago Food and Wine section, department, embouchure, whatever it is, is back with us again. Hey, what you been? Where have you been? What have you been doing?
Hello, John. It's good to talk to you again.
Yeah. What's up? You've changed locations, I see.
That's right. Yeah, I've been writing for a number of food outlets and general news outlets, including Block Club Chicago, like you said, and Food and Wine Magazine. So
nice.
I can kind of be found a little bit all over the place these days.
You know, just out of curiosity, when I was looking at what we're going to talk about, and which we will just get into in a minute, do you sample the things that you write about?
Often, yes. I have the great fortune of being kind of always scanning the shelves at stores or, you know, getting some samples. But I'm always fair, and I'm always excited to see things before they hit the shelves.
Sure. Oh, I didn't mean to imply that you were influenced by anything. I just wondered if, for instance, like, the reason I played 9 to 5 is because Dolly Parton and Krispy Kreme, unbelievable combination, are unveiling 4 new Southern Sweet donut flavors, according to the article that you put out here. And I'm wondering, well, have you tried those? Because they sound fantastic.
I wish I could say I've tried those. But no, I haven't gotten over to a Krispy Kreme yet. But the collection looks incredible and the flavors sound incredible.
So are they available now, or are they, or will they be coming out at some point down the road?
They are available now. You can see them on the website, the Krispy Kreme website, if you want to get a peek at them. But they come in this really elaborate box. You know, it's pink, it's yellow, it's gingham, it's everything Dolly hospitality.
Right.
And, and there's 4 different varieties, and they're all kind of designed around that Southern hospitality, those flavors of classic Southern sweets, which is a brilliant idea, and I don't know how they didn't think of it sooner.
Right, but I think in somewhere in this article, I thought that she has been, since 2022, she's been with Duncan Hines with the grocery store baking mix. I didn't realize that she was so baking mixes, cakes, muffins, pancakes, cornbreads, brownies. I didn't even know there was a whole burgeoning Dolly Parton food enterprise going on. But apparently, yes. Wow.
She's always been a pretty food-adjacent celebrity, even though we don't always think of it. We think of her more as like a rock star or a literacy champion.
Yeah.
She not only has this line with Duncan Hines, she has written cookbooks, and she collaborated with Jenny's Ice Creams on a flavor called Strawberry Pretzel Pie. And her theme park, Dollywood, is known for having some of the best theme park food in the whole country.
Where does she find the time? She just came out with a new album a few months ago. It had 30 different songs on it. I mean, and doing all of this. It's amazing. Now, look at these flavors. Peach Keen Cobbler Donut, featuring peach filling, brown sugar icing, and crunchy cobbler topping. Oh, man. The banana Pudding Pie Donut, filled with banana pudding, topped with yellow icing and white swirls, and finished with a wafer cookie. What sadistic person comes up with these combinations? I mean,
they must have had a lot of fun in that test kitchen, right? Just testing things again and again. Oh, we got to get it right. Taste a few more.
The chocolate cream pie donut, an original glaze with chocolate brownie cream, vanilla whipped topping, and cookie crumbles on top. My goodness. Dolly Parton's, this has got an official name, Southern Sweets, right? So if I went to Krispy Kreme's, well, obviously they would know if I just said, hey, you got the Dolly Parton donuts or what? I mean, they'd know, right? I mean, yeah, of course they would. Go ahead.
On the day that they debuted a few weeks ago, they were offering a promotion where not only could you just say, give me the Dolly donuts, but anyone who showed up at Krispy Kreme dressed like Dolly could get a free original glazed donut along with the new Dolly dozen.
I don't know if it'd be worth going to all that trouble. I mean, well, never mind. Dressing up to look like Dolly Parton would be a project. Let's just put it that way. I'll leave that one alone. Okay, moving along now. We've got three more I want to get to, and so we've got to start moving here. Apparently, Chick-fil-A, June 10th is a big, according to your article, is a big day for people who are fans of Chick-fil-A. What happens on June 10th?
Well, June 10th is the day of the summer menu rollout featuring the returning peach milkshake, which people love, but also an all-new sandwich called the maple pepper bacon sandwich, which is a grilled chicken breast with all sorts of stuff on it. It's got pepper jack cheese, lettuce, bacon, which has both brown sugar and pepper on it.
Unbelievable.
Sweet and spicy pickles. And then the bun is flavored like maple. So it is just a flavor symphony, apparently.
Apparently. What a great combination. I'm in the wrong business. I should be putting together things like that. Of course, I'd also weigh 500 pounds, so maybe not. does pardon my ignorance about this, but does Chick-fil-A every summer drop a new menu? Or is this a special occasion?
You know, they drop new menu items here and there, but Chick-fil-A is definitely a little bit more of a steady menu of everyday beloved classics, unlike, say, Taco Bell, which can't go 5 minutes without releasing something off the wall. So this is a pretty big departure for Chick-fil-A, and I think that they are pretty excited about trying something outside the box.
You know, you're the expert on food here, and this is a little bit off the beaten track, but there's been a lot of news, a lot of commentary lately about how expensive, quote-unquote, fast food has become. And I'm going to apply that to Chick-fil-A. I mean, do you have any observations on the price of you know, what we used to call, like, fast food, the McDonald's, the Chick-fil-A's, the Burger King's, and things like that? Are these new menus, new sandwiches, are they being put out there sort of to take your mind off of that or to counter that or what?
That's definitely part of it. I think that an exciting new limited time offering, like a summer menu drop, could really lure people in who might otherwise decide, like, oh, I don't want a budget for that this week. But then also the other major chains, including Wendy's and McDonald's, are releasing meal bundles to sort of lure people in with added value. So I know Wendy's is doing like a $3 breakfast bundle. McDonald's is doing a $5 meal bundle. And so that's kind of two sides of the same coin. How do we get these customers to spend their money? And these are the different ways that all those chains are attempting to lure us back.
I hadn't been to McDonald's in years, literally. And it was late, or I was somewhere, and I was hungry, and I decided, what the heck? I couldn't believe what they wanted. I don't remember exactly the amount of money, but I said, this is sort of outrageous how much money this whatever meal or whatever it was that I had. I couldn't believe how much it cost. Okay, thank you, Jen, for your wonderful opinion. Although the fries were still good. More with Marnie when we come back on 720 WGN. John Landecker, thanks for joining me. It's 922. We're talking with Marnie Shure. We're talking about food. And she writes now for, well, amongst others, the Block Club. And I put some Olympic-themed music in there because Reese's, what are they going to do? They're making the Reese's cup into an Olympic medal shape? What?
More or less. I have unwrapped and eaten a Reese's medal, and although it is the delicious treat that it always is, especially those seasonal shapes, I don't know that I would have unwrapped it and said, oh, that's an Olympic medal. It's kind of just like a vaguely keyhole-shaped blob. But you know what? As long as it's got that a perfect ratio of chocolate and peanut butter. Right. Who cares, right?
But that's what they want it to look like, right? They want it to look like a medal. But that's sort of an odd shape for something to eat, it strikes me, because it'd be, you know, you'd have something round at the bottom, and then coming out of that would be something that gets wider, and then, and where's the ribbon? I mean, come on, it's like, they should have a ribbon with every bar that you come with it.
They've got a design on the package that looks like there's a ribbon picture cut into the Reese's medal, but that's not actually there when you open it. That's just to sort of help guide the customer's imagination before they buy it.
And I believe too that they have a flag and the Olympic circles and a proud supporter of Team USA. But that's not an official. I mean, Reese's isn't the official peanut butter cup of the United States Olympic team, are they?
Well, they are in an official partnership with Team USA.
Really?
And because of that, yes. And that partnership allows them to use that connection to have Olympic athletes and medalists in their advertising. So they're making full use of that partnership and having a lot of high-profile athletes advertise the new candy.
And I'm guessing that those athletes get paid. Right?
I would hope so. They're because really putting in work to make this promotion relevant to the Olympics.
As an Olympian, you don't get paid to be a athlete, as far as I know. Mm-hmm. There's no pay involved in being part of the Olympic team, but there's certainly pay involved if you're advertising something that's a sponsor for the Olympic team. Okay, enough of that. Okay, what's up with dill pickles? What is going on in the food world, Marnie, with dill pickles? A couple of weeks ago, there was this thing on TikTok and social media. I think it was Sonic, the drive-thru, where people were, I forget what drink they were. They were ordering a Dr. Pepper with a side order of pickles. And they gave them these pickles like that you would put on a hamburger. And then they'd put the pickles in the Dr. Pepper. And this was a thing for a while. And then I see here the Goldfish. What are they doing with dill pickles? I mean,
we are in a golden age of pickle flavored everything, and I could not be happier about it. I don't think I'll try the pickle Dr. Pepper, but this sounds incredible. It's Goldfish crackers, like always, but it's a spicy dill pickle seasoning on it. So it's going to be that combination of like the vinegary, salty, and spicy flavors in one bag. And I just don't see how this couldn't be the greatest thing of all time.
Of all time. High praise. So are these on shelves now or coming out or what?
They should be rolling out this month to grocery stores nationwide. And the important thing to note is usually Goldfish partners with other brands to create limited time flavors. This one, though, they just created purely because the customers were demanding it so frequently that they said, all right, we don't need to find a sponsor or a partner for this. Let's just do it. So it is purely by popular demand.
You're implying that the Goldfish consumer demanded a dill pickle cracker?
I know I did.
Is there, I know that you, and we don't have much time left, but food, I'm guessing, goes through fads, crazes. Is there some sort of reason that the pickle is suddenly having its moment? I mean,
that's a great question. Yeah, I think part of it is that it goes so well with those like really strong, puckery, spicy flavors that everyone is demanding right now. So everything's spicy right now, and pickle goes really well with those spicy flavor profiles.
You mean it's delicious?
Oh, look at you. Do you see what he did there?
Boom, boom.
I do.
And it was awful. It's okay. I
no,
get it.
No, it's not.
Oh, was it?
Was
all right.
Fine. No, it's fine. I mean, you're just gherking us off, so it doesn't make a difference. Okay, we better get out of here before this gets even worse. Marnie, thank you so much for being with us. I look forward to talking to you again real soon. Thanks.
Thank you so much for having me.